Czech supermarket chains have taken a lot of criticism recently over a series of issues. They are being blamed for the soaring price of eggs, and they have found themselves under increased scrutiny by food inspectors for selling poor quality and even expired foodstuffs. With the hike in the VAT rates and plummeting consumer trust, it seems that 2012 is set to be a tough time for the big retailers. I sat down with Jan van Dam, the CEO of Ahold Czech Republic, which runs one of the biggest supermarket chains, and first asked him whether Ahold was cashing in on the soaring prices of eggs ahead of Easter.
The allegation is we're taking advantage of the price hike, and that we're making a lot of money now on the eggs with rising the prices. Well, it's completely nonsense. We had a lot of we had to buy them much more expensive at last week because of all kind of regulations in the European Union. And we are still also not making any margin on it. So we are just passing the rising buying price into our selling price. But I can assure you we're not making any money on eggs currently, and also not a few weeks ago. So it's completely nonsense.
The head of the Czech Agrarian Chamber came up with an idea that eggs should not cost more than 5 crowns a piece based on the prices that producers offer. So you basically are complying with what Mr. Veleba was saying.
Yeah, but fitting is on the margin means that the minister says we're not making any money on it, basically. So I don't know where his prices come from, but you know, we're not buying directly from egg farms. There's an egg farm that goes to a packaging and to a wholesaler, and we buy for a wholesaler. And the price for a wholesaler is our price in the store. That's basically it. And of course, organic eggs are different than a middle-sized egg. We have a lot of different eggs. But I can assure you, we're not making any money. So if the agriculture or the farmers are making any money and we are not making any money, I don't know who's making money, but we are not, that's for sure.
That's sustainable in the long run? What will you do if this continues for months?
Now, we have a lot of products where we don't make any money on. And on total, that's also 3 years ago, from our company perspective, we were also in a loss as a company. So no, it's not sustainable. We're not making a lot of money in the retail industry here in the Czech Republic. I don't know for my colleagues, but Albert always has the EBIT or the profit is below 1%. So you're really not a very profitable company, also not within the Ahold family. So that's also the market. That's also what the customers want. It's a highly competitive market. So the prices are low. The quality is high. So it's not a very profitable market. That's another rumor you see a lot, like the foreign retail is making a lot of money in the Czech Republic. Just look at the figures and you will see that it's also completely nonsense.
Why do you think that is? Because there have been lots of complaints about prices, comparing foodstuffs or food products that are on sale in the Czech Republic and in Western Europe. They're much, much higher quality in Western Europe at comparable or in lower prices. Where do you see the problem?
Now, let's start. It's not typical Czech. The good thing is, I lived in Holland for a while, and also the Dutch, they think that the cheese from France is much better quality and much cheaper. So there's a common thing that we have a nice expression in Holland that the grass is always more green at the neighbor. So it feels always that what's from abroad and what's close by, oh, it's much better than in the Czech Republic.
Well, let me jump right in there. They actually did some tests about marmalade and ketchup, and they found out that the volume of the actual tomatoes in the ketchup in the same brand that is sold in Germany is twice as high as the stuff that's sold here, for instance. So that says something about quality.
I don't know this example, but I'll show you a lot of examples. And there's also for the Czech garlic, for example, it's much better than German garlic. So there are a lot of examples that the quality is higher. Of course, you can also find, we have 25,000 products. And I also don't know in all the A brands what they are doing. And sometimes the quality is different. But I think there are a lot of products who has a better quality and also products with less quality. And that's the same in Germany. It's the same in Poland. That's in Russia. That's in Holland. And qualities differ a little bit. And when I came here 3 years ago, it was a lot about the prices. Everything was cheaper in Slovak or in Poland. Now it's about the quality in Germany. I think it's also a very nice topic to talk about. But let the facts, if you buy a lot of products and you taste them, well, overall, I think the quality is very comparable.
Why is it such a problem to be profitable in the Czech Republic?
I think it's because we offer a wide range and good quality against low prices at the end. And yeah, there's a lot of competition. That's why the industry is not very profitable in the Czech Republic. But I think, you know, there's not to complain about. I think that's very good also for the customers, because I think the offer, what we have as retail in the Czech Republic, I think is great. Compare it also to maybe 5 or 10 years ago. We're still developing. But you see what's happening now with fish in the market, for example. We're still developing the assortments to make it better.
Now, one way to maybe raise the profit is a practice that's been recently criticized, and the Czech food inspection has fined some supermarket chains, including yours, for selling expired foodstuffs. Is that a big problem in Albert's, and are there any policies in place to prevent this?
That's also an allegation. Yeah, they find a sausage and a cheese with an expiration date. We sell also tens of millions of products every week. And a lot of inspections, I can assure you, we really have the best quality system on the Czech market. We're very proud on that. Though it's also a work of people in the stores, of course, so you can make a mistake. But overall, I don't agree at all when people say, yeah, you're thinking like, oh, they're not making profit, so they have to make profit, so that's why they're selling expiration dates. It's completely nonsense. You cannot run a proper business with selling things in expiration dates. Of course not. You will be very soon out of the market because we are a quality supermarket chain. And we want to offer quality, and that's also what the Czech customer wants. So, of course, we don't want to sell stuff beyond expiration date. It's completely nonsense. And the good thing is, we also won a lot of quality awards 3 months ago. We were even by the Czech Quality Association nominated to go for the European Quality Award. We have hundreds of Czechs, and all the Czechs are good. We had one Czech with a sausage, was an A brand, was over the expiration date. Of course, it was not good. But don't make the conclusion like, oh, they're selling over expiration date. With 10 million, we have 10 million of products we sell every week. So it's like...
Well, it's not me who's making the allegation. It's the authorities.
I know. You ask for my reaction, so that's why I react on that. I think we have a very good quality system. We're very much in control of the quality.
Have you changed it anyhow, or are you making it maybe tighter or something?
No, we had a lot of extra trainings again to make it again very important. And we changed a little bit with pricing and the procedures, even more strict. But we didn't change a lot because we still believe in our system. So there were some small changes in training. And of course it works when there's attention for it. In all companies it works to make it even more tight. Yeah.
There's been also talk recently about the change in taste of Czech customers who are now paying more attention to the origin mm-hmm. of the foodstuff they're buying. How is it reflected in what you offer? How do you cope with this?
I think, more than 80 or even more than 90% of what we offer is from the Czech Republic. It's a bit difficult, to be honest, to have bananas from the Czech Republic, but if it is in the Czech Republic and growing in the Czech Republic, we source from the Czech Republic as much as possible. What you see in taste, yeah, people pay more attention on it. If you really ask, well, do you see a shift in shopping behavior? Not yet, but I'm absolutely sure it will come. People will pay more attention to the quality of food, but the quality of food is really number one. Then you see also the price in combination with the quality. And then also Czech origin plays a role, but a little bit in that order. But I'm sure it will be more important. So that's what you also see, I think, in our stores, more Czech origin. We have already a lot of products who are from a Czech origin. And we're trying to tell that also to the customer. So they can choose, because that's what Albert is about. You can just choose. Do you want to have a very high quality or a milk quality? What kind of prices? Do you want to have it from Czech or you want to have it from abroad? Or you want to have French wine or Czech wine? You want to offer choice to customers so they can make a proper choice. And if they prefer Czech, we are there and we offer a lot of Czech products.
Wine is a good example. I suppose meat is another. Is it difficult to come up if you want to maintain some kind of quality level of your products? Is it difficult to find producers here? Because, for instance, many chefs complain that the Czech food or Czech agriculture products are not as good as abroad.
In some industries, it's more difficult to find high-quality Czech suppliers than others. And meat is one of them. That is more difficult. But processed meat, for example, is very easy. Don't ask me exactly the details in which industry it's more difficult. But you see also the industries, or the food industry, you see them also developing more in a quality way. So I think it's also a matter of time. But yeah, the meat is difficult. Yeah, that's a difficult one.
In January, the Czech government raised VAT rates. How was this reflected in your sales?
Now, I think in sales it's difficult to say, but you see there's a very low customer confidence. I think you see it in retail, overall retail. You see the last retail figures. So also people are very conscious in their budget and in their spending. That's partly because of the VAT. It's also partly because of the crisis or what's happening in the European Union. People just spend a little bit less, but that's in all the market. And so we just have to do our utmost best in our proposition in Albert to get the sales on the required levels. But for a VAT perspective, yes, of course, the prices did rise. We tried to keep it as low as possible because that's also one of our duties. We have high quality, but also we are in the middle of the market. We don't want to be too expensive. We want to be cheap for the customers. So overall, the VAT did influence absolutely customer behavior. And that's the same, I think, also a few years ago in other countries when the VAT increases. Yeah, people trying to find other ways, to save some money.
A few years ago, you closed some of your supermarkets, but you said you saw room for more stores of this type. What are your plans for this year?
We just opened yesterday a new compact hypermarket in Ostrava, in the new shopping center. So we want to grow again. We closed 3 years ago some 20 supermarkets where we didn't believe in for the future. But we also announced that we want to open supermarkets. Because I see two things. One of our big plans is to remodel or refit all our hypermarkets to a new standard. We have now one in Svitavy. We just opened one, like I said, in Ostrava. So we're going to refit them, make them more modern, but mainly make them more fresh. Because I really believe that fresh food is important for this market, to be the best in fresh. And secondly, we will open more supermarkets in the coming years. Because you see also in the Czech Republic, it's everywhere, that people want to have a convenient shopping trip close to their homes. People have less time, they want to do quick shopping. So supermarkets, we believe in that the number of supermarkets will grow and can grow in the Czech Republic. And we are there to grab that opportunity.
One of your competitors introduced recently an online service where people can choose their stuff online and it'll be brought to them. Are you thinking of doing anything similar?
We're thinking about everything. And when the time is there, I will tell you. We're not going to start next week, no.